1 minute. So at 67 hours, 36 minutes, 5 seconds, this is Apollo Control Houston. Should read 69 hours, 8 minutes, 19 seconds. We repeat, it should read 69 hours, 8 minutes, 19 seconds. A change of 1 second. So at 67 hours, 38 minutes, 40 seconds, this is Apollo Control Houston.
Apollo 8 Houston, how'd that gimbal drive check go?
It went fine.
Roger, Frank, we're ready with the TEI 1 and 2 maneuver pad. We've also got two state vectors and a target load to uplink and load, if you'll configure for it, over.
Roger, we're trying to get to high gain now. We're maneuvering back to PTC.
Roger.
Go ahead with your TEI pad.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. TEI 1, SPS, GNN. 4, 6, 2, correction. 4, 6, 7, 2, 8. Minus 0, 5, 3. Plus 1, 2, 1. 0, 7, 1. 2, 5. 0, 4, 7, 3. Plus 3, 7, 7, 4, 6. Minus 0, 3, 2, 9er, 9er. 1, 2, 2, 1, 0, 4, 5. Sirius Rigel. 1, 2, 9er. 1, 5, 5. 0, 1, 0. Ullage, 2 jet, 2, 0 seconds. Jet Bravo, Delta. Horizon window, X-axis on horizon, at ignition minus 3 minutes. Assumes LOI 1. Over.
Houston Apollo 8, TEI 1, as follows. SPS, GNN, 46728, minus 053, plus 13, copy.
Roger, copy.
Plus 00176, 37900, 336, 37705, 421279. 309, not applicable 3 times, plus 1350, minus 16500, 13050, 36389, 1221045, Sirius Rigel, 129, 155, 010, Ullage, 2 jets, 20 seconds. Quad BND. Horizon window. X axis on horizon at tick minus 3. Assume LOI 1.
Apollo 8 Houston, Roger, correct.
Standing by for DEI 2 if you have it.
Apollo 8, Houston. We'll be ready with a TEI 2 in about 1 minute. Houston with a TEI 2 maneuver pad.
Roger, rating copy.
Roger, TEI 2, SCF, GNF, 4, 6, 7, 2, 8, minus 0, 5, 3, plus 1, 2, 1, copy.
Roger, copy.
Roger, 0, 7, 3, 2, 1, 3, 0, 2, 4, plus 2, 8, 4, 6, 6, minus 0, 0, 3, 5, 0, plus 0, 2, 4, 0, 6, 1, 8, 0, 0, 2, 2, 0, 0, 2, not applicable, plus 0, 0, 1, 8, 8, copy.
Roger, copy.
Roger, 2, 8, 5, 7, 0, 2, 5, 0, 2, 8, 4, 0, 1, 4, 2, 0, 6, 4, 1, 2, 9er, 6, not applicable 3 times, plus 0, 9er, 2, 0, minus 1, 6, 5, 0, 0, 1, 2, 9er, 5, 3, 3, 6, 1, 7, 5, 1, 4, 6, 3, 2, 1, 6, copy. Apollo 8 Houston, request you switch your omnis. We're getting pretty garbled now.
Apollo 8, I questioned the latitude and the range to go, and it appears that you gave me 1, 2 few digits in both cases.
Roger, I repeat, latitude plus 0, 9er, 2, 0. Minus 1, 6, 5, 0, 0. 1, 2, 9er, 5, 3. 3, 6, 1, 7, 5. 1, 4, 6, 3, 2, 1, 6. Copy?
I copy.
Roger. Your GDC align is no change. Ullage, no change. Horizon on the minus 2 degree line at ignition, minus 3 minutes. Assumes LOI 1. Over.
Roger, TEI 2, maneuver pad. SPS GNN, 46728, minus 053. Plus 1 2 1 0 7 3 2 1 3 0 2 4 plus 2 8 4 6 6 minus 0 0 3 5 0. I do not get the sign 0 2 4 0 6 for Delta ZZ. 1 8 0 0 2 2 0 0 2, not applicable. Plus 0 0 1 8 8. 2 8 5 7 0 2 5 0 28401. 420641. 296. Not applicable three times. Plus 0920. Minus 16500. 12953. 36175. 146-3216. No change in the GDC Alliance stars, no change knowledge. Horizon on the minus 2 degree line at TIG minus 3 assumes LOI 1.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. Roger, correct? I repeat, Delta VZ plus 02406. Over.
Roger, plus 02406.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control, Houston. We're going to cut short here for a moment because very shortly we will have our go-no-go decision. Incidentally, this block data that's being passed along is contingency information only, making ground information available to the crew for a trans-Earth injection burn at the end of the first or second lunar orbits, plus PC plus 2, which translates into Paracynthian plus 2 hours. The time of closest approach to the moon plus 2 hours. This information is entered into the onboard equipment, but is used only if an alternate mission becomes necessary. So at this time, we're going to stand by and continue to monitor the loops here in mission control for our go-no-go decision. This is Apollo Control, Houston, 68 hours, 32 seconds. We have conversation going back and forth with the crew now. The Apollo 8 spacecraft at this time, 25.7 nautical miles away from the moon. And our velocity, 53 at 19.6 feet per second. And we're standing by at this point for our decision, which appears very likely to be a go for lunar orbit. Standing by. This is Apollo Control, Houston, continuing to stand by for that decision point at 68 hours, 1 minute, 49 seconds.
Apollo 8, Houston, over. Apollo 8, Houston.
Houston, Apollo 8.
Roger, that Paracynthian you read out is for ignition. We read that as 75 miles. Your true Paracynthian is 64 miles at 691035. Over.
Roger.
This is Houston with an addition to your TEI-1 maneuver pad. Over.
Stand by a minute. Go ahead.
Roger, under remarks, add the following. Requires minus MA procedure. Over.
Requires minus MA procedure.
Affirmative, eh? Apollo 8, this is Houston at 6804, your goal for LOI.
Okay, Apollo 8 is go.
Apollo 8 Houston, you're riding the best one we can find around.
Say again?
You're riding the best bird we can find, over.
Thank you.
This is Apollo Control Houston at 68 hours, 4 minutes, 40 seconds. As you've just heard, we've passed along a go for the lunar orbit insertion burn with the service propulsion system engine. Our flight control team here in Mission Control has examined the data, and it looks good. So we have a combined crew ground decision. We are go, repeat go for lunar orbit insertion 1 at 68 hours, 5 minutes, 10 seconds into the flight Apollo 8. This is Apollo Control Houston. This is Apollo Control Houston at 68 hours, 12 minutes, 12 seconds now into the flight. Apollo 8 draws closer to the moon, our current distance away, 2,555.9 nautical miles. Our velocity building up now, reading 5,527.5 feet per second. We stored some tape so we could pass along that go, no-go decision to you live. So we'll turn and play back that tape now.
Houston, if you can go 00 and accept, we'll start the nav loads.
Roger. Go ahead.
Apollo 8 Houston, the CM Vector is in, working on the LEM now, over.
Roger.
Apollo 8 Houston, we'd like a cryo fan cycle when you can, over.
Roger, we're starting that now.
Roger. Apollo 8 Houston, the LEM Vector is loaded, target load going in now.
Roger.
Apollo 8 Houston, the update is complete. You can have the computer, TLM to block. Be advised, the erasable dump checks out okay.
Roger, thank you. We have the computer. We're in block.
Roger. Apollo 8, this is Houston. We would like to make at this time a down voice backup comm check. Set the S-band aux tape to down voice backup. TLM inputs PCM low. Over.
Roger, Houston, and we'd like to have a check of our DSE on low bit rate for voice.
Roger, understand you want the DSE checked on low bit rate for voice.
That's affirmative, and we'll give it about 10 minutes now, for about 5 minutes, and you can check it out.
Roger.
Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston, go.
As a matter of interest, we have yet to see the moon.
Roger. Apollo 8, Houston, what else are you seeing?
Nothing. It's like being on the inside of a submarine.
Roger.
Houston, we just ran a program 21. We show a paracentine of plus 74.9 miles of the state vector you just uploaded.
Roger, plus 74.9.
Roger.
Apollo 8, this is Houston, reading your down voice back up loud and clear. I request you keep those switches where they are for the remainder of the path. Over.
Roger, and I'm rewinding the tape recorder for a dump for a DSE voice check.
Roger, 8.
It's rewound. Are you ready to dump? We'd like to go to S-band off tape briefly so you can dump the tape while we're on the high gain. We only got about 30 seconds worth.
Apollo 8, Houston. Roger, we'll do that from the ground. Over.
Roger, switch configuration is down voice backup and stop. You've got it.
Roger, we'll dump it.
You won't need to dump more in about a minute's worth.
Roger.
The cryos have been stirred, Houston.
Roger, Bell. Apollo 8, Houston, we just saw an MC and W light.
just death of the caution warning.
Roger.
Let's keep it alert.
Roger, Clint Air is getting light.
This is Apollo Control Houston at 68 hours, 16 minutes, 42 seconds. We're continuing to monitor. Spacecraft at this time 2,100 nautical miles away from the moon. Velocity continuing to rise. Our current reading 5,743.8 feet per second. We had a brief conversation with the Apollo 8 crew moments or minutes back, and we're going to pass that conversation along now.
Apollo 8 Houston, we're 42 minutes from LOS, and we caught another caution and warning there.
That was a high gain antenna going out of limits.
Roger. Apollo 8 Houston, the voice quality on the DSE dump is very good. The DSE is yours, over.
Mighty fine.
This is Apollo Control Houston. You heard the indication from our capsule communicator as to time of loss of signal over the backside of the moon. During this pass over the backside, Apollo 8 will perform its lunar orbit insertion burn number one with the service propulsion system engine. Following this burn, the spacecraft weight should be some 16,000 pounds lighter with the expenditure of propellants. A slight planes change, about 2 degrees, is combined into this engine firing. The intent of the plane change is to make Apollo 8 pass over a given heading over the primary Apollo zone and the desired landing site. To harken back to Gemini, it's an NCC, a combination correction. At 68 hours, 23 minutes, 20 seconds into the flight, this is Apollo Control Houston.